extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
And a good morning to you, Lucinda Bennett, writer for the spin-off, food writer for the spin-off, and general all-round legend. Where are we going this morning on our food journey?
Wow, I love that intro. Thank you. I feel appropriate because I am calling in from my bed this morning.
Yes, you're the second call I've had from bed, actually.
It's cold out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we'd talk about what I think of as maybe one of the ultimate breakfast comforts in winter that I never want to eat when it's not freezing cold, mm-hmm. which is porridge.
Okay. Lucinda, this is interesting because I probably didn't eat porridge for like 8 years and I've started eating porridge again probably in the last 6 months. And I tell you what, it is awesome.
What? How are you doing your porridge? What's your style?
I say I just go half a cup of porridge, a little bit of water and a little bit of milk, and that's it, really.
That sounds absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I do it on the stove, and yeah. If I was, like, wanting to zhuzh it up, I might put some peaches in there or, like, half a banana chopped up, and that's really, yum. That's good. I'm good to go on that, Lucinda. Is that boring? Can I be doing more?
You could. I mean, you can always be doing more, but yeah. I feel like in the morning, you know, you're doing what works for you.
Yes, yeah.
Are you, do you like buy a particular type of oat?
No, I'm not too specific. Just kind of what is ever, like what's eye level at the supermarket I'd grab. I noticed something came home from the supermarket the other day. I've not actually eaten it, this style of porridge before, but it was like oats with some raspberry and coconut in them, which they're not too bad, but I was like, this is a bit funky compared to what I'm used to when I'm eating porridge.
I bought, when I was in an office job last year, I decided I would buy a packet of instant or a box of different sachets of instant oats and give them all a try. And honestly, I think I had about two at work, and then the box just sat in my locker and then came home with me when I quit my job.
Yes.
So I decided I'd try and use them up this year. Mm-hmm. And for a week, we just ate packaged porridge, and it was actually delicious.
Came around. They're quite sweet. Those ones are quite sweet, aren't they?
You know? Oh, so sweet.
But and I treat yourself.
Yeah, I know. I think I kind of was like, why is this so sweet? Because it's incorporated into the mixture.
Yes.
Yeah. But then when you go from having the microwave oats, though, to then making your own porridge again, it's like, honestly, chalk and cheese.
Definitely.
Different.
Yeah. You can definitely tell that making your own is a lot healthier for you. I mean, not throwing shade on the packaged ones. I will still eat those. But,
no, never.
Yeah. Okay, what have you got for us? Do you have any ideas for us on people doing porridge at home or recommendations?
Definitely. So I reckon my, like, top tip, really, in saying that, you know, it's like we're saying, they can be a really good quick recce. But if you're going to take a minute and try and make really delicious porridge, I'm Irish. You have to cook it on the stove. You're not cooking it in the microwave if you want to.
100% agree with you. Cooking it on the stove is essential. Yes.
Yep. And there's a few kind of things you can do to make it extra delicious. Mm. My top tip on the stove is if you toast your oats a little bit in the pan before you start adding your liquid.
What?
You kind of get them.
What's this crazy technique?
Yeah. Well, they'll almost get, you're sort of cooking them. I mean, ideally you'd do it in a separate frying pan, but I don't think anyone's going to create more washing up in the morning.
Okay.
I just do it in the same pot I'm going to cook them in, and I'll just kind of turn the stove on low and let them sort of roast a little bit until they start to smell a little bit nutty, just giving them a stir so they don't catch. And then once they're smelling kind of yummy...
Do you toast them, just quickly, sorry Lucinda, do you toast them, is there like butter or oil in the pan? You're just toasting them straight?
I'm just toasting them dry. You totally can add butter and oil, but especially if you're like scared of it catching.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Okay, toast them dry. Yes, continue.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kind of like if you were dry toasting spices for like a curry or something like that. You're just sort of releasing a little bit of oil, a little bit of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically that's going to give you, in your final product, you're just going to have a slightly sort of richer, slightly more like roasty, nutty flavor.
My mind's been blown at the moment, actually, Lucinda. God, my life is so boring up to this point.
Well, you know, you can do it tomorrow and then have it with your canned peaches.
Yes.
Which, to be honest, I'm craving canned peaches now that you've brought them up.
Yeah.
And then you're pretty much, then your decision is about whether you're going to just cook them in water or whether you're going to cook them in a mix of water and milk, which is like, traditionally, it's always just water and a little bit of salt. But again, the world's your oyster. If you cook with a bit of milk or some kind of plant milk, whatever, it's going to be like a little bit creamier. And then I reckon the other tip is to just really keep stirring them while you're cooking them. So you want to be especially stirring really quick as the liquid's becoming hot and sort of coming up to boil.
How do you find stirring it
down?
How do you, I mean, I do appreciate stirring it, but I mean, I would typically just kind of like probably put it on and then get distracted and walk away. But you think stirring it is going to make quite a big difference to what, the texture, the final texture, or?
It's annoying because it is.
Yes.
It's like, I feel like you always want to, you know, you're like putting the coffee on and doing all these other things.
Yeah.
But if you keep, you don't have to be stirring it constantly, like, you know, you're with the spoon, you're not leaving.
Mm.
But giving it a nice stir really regularly while it's cooking so that it just stays, it'll basically just make it really creamy and give it that kind of really nice consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also going to depend a bit on the type of oats you use.
Yeah. Do you have a recommendation for oats? Someone has texted in saying Scott's porridge, if eaten plain, needs a decent pinch of salt. Someone else is, oh, this is like slightly off topic here. Someone's saying, I'm a miso paste and peanut butter porridge.
Oh,
a miso paste
that.
And butter porridge convert. It's insanely good.
That is, yes. And, oh my God, I was going to get to the miso paste. I love that recommendation. Good with banana as well.
Yes, yep. Okay, sorry, Lucinda, I interrupted. Continue.
No, all good.
Yep.
I reckon the like choice of oats is very much like, what do you like? Do you like it to be super creamy and smooth, or do you want it to have like a bit of chew to it?
Mm.
I kind of like, I'm with this person who's texted in about the Scotch oats. I usually buy a Scotch oat so that I can make it really creamy.
Yes. Yep.
And it's, I once, we have a very close family friend who is Scottish and lives in Scotland, or lives just on the border of Scotland, actually. And I stayed with her and she was like, I'm going to teach you to make proper Scottish oats. And she uses pinhead oats, and she would always soak them overnight the night before and then cook them just with water and salt, and she wouldn't let me put any toppings on.
Yes.
It's very traditionalist Scottish way of cooking oats. I'm not quite so Puritan.
No rules, no boundaries in your porridge kitchen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I love to, on the miso note, I love to add fun stuff.
Yes.
Like, you can grate an apple in or
that's good,
while
actually.
You're cooking.
I think I have experimented with this. I actually have done this in the last 6 months, grated an apple
in
the porridge, and I do like it.
Yep. And then, like, add some cinnamon and make it just sort of taste like a apple pie.
Yep.
Which, God, doesn't that sound American, eh?
No, apple crumble? I think people eat a bit of apple crumble in New Zealand, so.
Yeah, that's more seaweed.
Kind of our wheelhouse. All right, Lucinda, was there anything else
I was just going to say as well, I know a lot of people worry about oats if you're gluten intolerant, because they are gluten-free, but they're often processed in places with gluten, so they can be a bit marginal in that arena. I really recommend experimenting with other grains as well. I love to do a buckwheat porridge, or you can use amaranth or millet, quinoa, and kind of cook it in the same ways and treat it the same, and it'll just have a different texture, but a really good nutritional profile as well.
Fantastic. Lucinda, Bennett, all absolutely top tips here for breakfast food. If people want to follow your writing or just keep up to date with what you're doing, where can they find you?
They can find me on the spin-off each week if you subscribe to The Boil Up, so you'll get a fresh newsletter this afternoon. And if I start to be really good and start posting properly, you can follow me on Lulu Baguettes, so Lulu_Baguettes on Instagram as well.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Lucinda. We'll look forward to speaking with you same time, same place next week.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Lucky day.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.